Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Did he? Yeah, I don't even know where to start anymore on this case. 120 new sexual misconduct allegations coming at him. We have an attorney that's bringing 120 new plaintiffs against him. Several of those, I believe 25, minors at the time of the alleged incidents. The others of age, but doesn't make them any less serious. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Explain to me what's going on here, because we have one attorney that's bringing 120 clients. And we've seen things like this before where one represents many people. Gloria Allred does it quite often. But 120, I mean, how do you go about, scooping up 120 people that Diddy has been involved with in this sort of a way to then bring that many suits against him simultaneously?
You know, yeah, I mean, these claims are sort of exploding on a massive scale. You know, you think about cases like Larry Nassar and stuff like that, where there are clearly multiple alleged victims identified, but not 120. Yeah. 120 is absurd, but very well may be true. And so that's what's happening right now on the civil side of things. I think that could have an impact on the criminal side, and Diddy's lawyers must be pulling their hair out at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the point of a class action lawsuit,
you know,
for sexual misconduct. I mean, has that ever existed before? A class action lawsuit? It's usually like a product or something that's defective.
Right. You know, and thinking about the Larry Nassar case is the only one that seems somewhat comparable, and there were far less claimants in that matter.
Yeah, I mean, 120 incidents going back to 1991. How do you bring a case like this? Statute of limitations on this stuff, I know, I mean, that exists in some ways, shapes, and forms. In the criminal side of things, it's a RICO case now, so they can dig back as far as they need to. But what about on the civil side of things? What sort of limits exist for trying to bring 120 cases dating back to 91?
It's an important question because it varies by state. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of where these incidents allegedly happen and where they can be brought, it depends on state law. For example, I believe in Colorado, there's no longer a statute of limitations on a civil sexual assault claim. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case for other states. So some folks may be barred by that statute of limitations, whereas other claimants who had the same thing happen to them may be able to bring their case, which some people might see as unfair.
How are they going to even sift through this? I mean, let's just talk logistics on something like this. 120. We're not talking like they're all together making this. These are separate cases on top of the other gazillion that are out there. How do you even do this? How do you process this? How do you take each one of these individually to court? How does he go and defend himself or have attorneys to defend himself against that many different cases and claims?
Yeah, one sexual assault claim is a huge undertaking in and of itself. You have interviews with the alleged victim. You have interviews with potential witnesses. You have forensic investigation, medical investigation. And that's just one claim. We've got 120 of those folks. So, you know, are they corralling these people into, you know, days or weeks of interviews? And how are they identifying additional potential witnesses? How are they procuring any sort of law enforcement investigation that happened at that time, keeping all of this straight and bringing it into a digestible and organized claim? It just seems like a massive undertaking, and logistically, I think there are problems that abound.
Yeah, I mean, he has his legal team. He's going to need a much larger one, it seems, to try and navigate. And you can't just say like, this is too much, I can't handle it. I mean, this could just, how does the court handle it? That's a lot of freaking cases. I mean, and I'm sure there'll be a handful that get dismissed and all of that, but within, you know, a wide shot here, basically of 120, you got to assume some are going to be sticking here. and probably tying into, you know, a lot of the allegations that we've already seen against Diddy. Let me ask you that. I mean, because right now the floodgates, the dam broke. There's no floodgates. Everything is coming through here. How are they going to be able, the authorities and prosecutors and defense attorneys, how do you go about determining legitimacy of these claims when it just kind of seems like anybody and everybody can make a claim against Diddy at this moment in time? But clearly, there's plenty of legit ones in here.
Sure. And those are certainly concerns, Tony. And like you said, some, it just statistically, it would seem would have to be legit, whereas some might not be. And so in terms of deciding which ones go into which category, law enforcement is going to have to really look at this on a case-by-case basis. They're going to have to look at each individual claim, each individual claimant, whether they believe that person's credible, whether there's substantiating evidence behind every particular claim. And so going one by one, we're talking different states. We're talking something that spans decades. It's just going to be a Herculean effort by authorities and also by attorneys on the civil side.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.